WFIU listeners continue to be gravely concerned about COVID-19. One listener recently asked our City Limits series, is the virus showing a consistently downward trend in Indiana? If not, why not? And if not, what must we do to achieve that? While daily positivity rates aren't as high as they were in April, when one day they reached 32%, that doesn't mark significant progress for Indiana in fighting the spread of COVID-19. WFIU's Benta Boutier reports.
One health data expert says comparing July and August's daily positivity rates to April's doesn't paint an accurate picture of Indiana's progress. That's because Indiana has dramatically increased its testing capabilities since then. Brian Dixon is the director of public health informatics at the Regan Streiff Institute in Indianapolis.
Back in April, only people who were sick and in the hospital were getting tested. We were just starting to really build our test capacity. The positivity back then was so high because those people were sick and in the hospitals and they were more likely to have COVID-19.
He says the most important trends to follow are daily average positivity rates, actual numbers of cases, and 7-day average positivity rates.
So we can compare positivity from this week to last week or today to yesterday.
He says from the last week of June to mid-July, Indiana's positivity rates began to creep up.
We have not seen a consistent downward trend in COVID cases in Indiana. In fact, in July, what we saw was an increase in cases starting from the beginning of the month all the way through until the end of the month.
Toward the end of June and beginning of July, Indiana's 7-day average positivity rate sat between 4 and 6%, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. By mid-July to mid-August, the 7-day average reached between 7 to 10%. Dixon says he feels cautiously optimistic about Indiana's progress moving forward, as rate increases seem to stabilize towards the end of July and beginning of August. But it's too early to tell if rates will remain that way or increase, as it can take test results anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks to come back and count towards the state's data.
Our numbers are often a few days behind, if you will. So we really won't know the full picture for this week until we get kind of to the weekend.
He says July and August's increases can be attributed to relaxing stay-at-home orders. Indiana moved to stage 4 of Governor Eric Holcomb's 5-stage plan to reopen the state on June 12th. Holcomb had planned to move Indiana to stage 5 and have the state completely reopened by July 5th, but has pushed that back to August 27th at the earliest. Though Indiana has loosened up from its March stay-at-home order, the governor implemented a mask mandate in July. The mask ordinance is a way of increasing preventative measures while trying to avoid another state shutdown, Dixon says. Dr. Tom Hersmalis is an infectious disease expert at IU Health Bloomington Hospital. He says wearing a mask and following social distancing guidelines is key to preventing further spread.
It all comes back to the common things that we know work, and those are things like wearing masks and social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. And if we can accomplish those things, then we have a chance of being successful.
Both Hersmalis and Dixon say consistency is key. And for these measures to work, everybody has to comply. Dixon says it's too early to tell if the state's mask mandate is having an effect, and we should be able to tell in the next few weeks.
Many of the more recent policies that were put in place have not had a full chance to work yet. It can take several weeks before we see those effects.
Indicators to look for that Indiana should remain in its current stage 4.5 or even scale back would be if hospitalization rates continue to go up in the next couple of weeks, or if new case numbers were doubling every couple of days. On Saturday, August 8th, the ISDH reported 1,036 new positive cases. On Sunday, the state reported 1,048 new positive cases. Monday, that number was 673. Dixon says the World Health Organization recommends that positivity rates be under 5% consistently before states consider reopening further. According to state data, the 7-day positivity rate between July 28th and August 3rd was 7.5%. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Tabutier.